What's up? This is Sports Gambling Distractions for April 25th. I am Jason, back again. Don't know why I mentioned that. Sorry, I do two podcasts and I kind of have a setup. All right, I've been doing really good with baseball, not so great with hockey and the NBA playoffs, and that's probably just going to tell. That's very likely how it's going to go. I'm going to get better with baseball as the season goes on. Stats are stats. Teams are teams. You know, they're good. Players are good. Whatever. Everybody gets... There was an old saying, or I don't know how old, that, like, if you turn around someone's baseball card, that's where they're probably going to, you know, the numbers from the last few years, that's where they're going to end up. And, yeah, I kind of feel that way, unless it's, like, a young pitcher or something. So, let's start with baseball. Toronto at Kansas City. This has been a really good series. Every game has gone under. Yesterday was 3-2. Me and my boy Sam nailed that one. Game before, the last two games were won 3-2 by the Royals. I said on this podcast yesterday, Royals and the under. Both were positive money. Absolutely nailed that one. I'm not going to brag a lot because I'm not wrong. I'm not right a lot. Sorry, brain's a little broken there. Smoked a little before I got started here, so might be a little more baked than usual. Okay, Toronto, Kansas City. Cole Reagans is 0-2 with a 4.32 ERA, 1.48 whip. Started off good. Guess he's gotten spanked since then. But, big but here. He has faced Toronto one time and gave up one hit. Let's see, 2, 4, 5, 8. 11, 14. So the Toronto lineup today is 1-for-15 against Cole Reagans. I mean, it was one game, not a huge deal. On the other hand, Berrios is starting for Toronto, who has been fantastic. Maybe the best pitcher in baseball, or up there, 4-0, 0.85 ERA, 1.01 whip. A little scary, too many walks, but compared to the ERA. And he pretty much dominates this team. Frazier, 2-for-12. Salvador Perez, 8-for-40. Does have three homers. Pasquantino, 2-for-6. Witt, 3-for-8. Garcia, 0-for-2. Melendez, 1-for-5. Massey, 2-for-8. Furman, 0-for-2. Isabel, 2-for-6. So, yeah, I like Toronto here. I'm not sure about the under. I'm not going to touch that one with this game today. There's a Milwaukee-Pittsburgh game, but I'm recording right as it's about to start, so sorry about that game. Boston versus Cleveland. Got to give a little disclaimer before every Boston game that I love Boston. I'm a huge Red Sox fan, and I just really struggle picking their games. I don't know. It's like I worry and I overthink things. So the Guardians are 63% to the Red Sox, 37% on ESPN analytics. They have Tristan McKenzie going today, who I like, but the dude is 2-2 with a 5 ERA. Like, at some point, you are what you are. I know it's way too early to say that, but based on last year, he was terrible at an ERA of 5, 1.56. I mean, it's almost incredibly similar. He was injured only through four games last year. 2021, 4.95 ERA. So, I mean, he had one really good year. It was 2022. He was awesome. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what this guy is. I mean, I feel like he could be great. He could just be what he is, giving up four runs all the time and, you know, a bunch of strikeouts. Whatever, I'm talking too much about this because Chase Anderson is going for the Red Sox. I don't even know when the hell they got Chase Anderson. Also, everyone in the Red Sox has been pitching incredible, so I don't know, this game scares me. I would like the Guardians, but I can't bet against my Red Sox, who were hot. Okay, now the total opposite way. I don't know what the hell the line, I don't know why the Phillies line is so close. Or, I'm sorry, not so close, but it's Phillies minus 185, Cincinnati plus 155, minus 105 with the line and a half. Phillies won 7-0 the first game, Reds won 8-1, and the Reds won 7-4, but today is Zach Wheeler Day. He's only 1-3, but his whip is .89, 38 strikeouts to 7 walks. Crazy. He's going against Nick Martinez, 4.76, 1.24. Martinez does have... Okay, well, that makes sense. Martinez has shockingly good numbers against Philly. Wow. 2 for 6, 1 for 7, 1 for 4, 0 for 6, 0 for 5, 0 for 4, 2 for 12, 1 for 4, 0 for 1. Okay, that scares me. And the Reds have surprisingly good numbers against Wheeler. Okay, fuck that game. I know I've already been on Philly on somewhere because I didn't do my stat thing yet, where I go through all my stats like I am right now. Minnesota, ridiculous favorites over Washington. Don't touch that game unless you're going to do like... The Twins won the first game by 7. They won the last game by 1. And then... Sorry, the next game by 1. And the last game by 3. The White Sox are 1-12 away. They have 3 wins all season. They're just god-awful. So, I mean, if you're going to bet against them, make it like 2.5 runs instead of 1.5, so at least you may get some like good odds, money out of it. Okay, Houston, Chicago. Yeah, there's a lot of games I don't like today. This is another one. Verlander versus Assad. Two guys I like. I mean, I actually like Assad more than Verlander. Verlander pitched 1 game, 6 innings, 4 strikeouts, 1 run, home run. Assad, though, 2-0, 21 innings. He's only given up, 1.03 whip, 2.11 ERA. And the huge difference between these two guys is Assad is 26 and Justin Verlander is 78. So I don't know about Verlander. Like, he might just, I don't know what he is at this point. It's one of those you have to wait and see a little longer. So, but for now, I like taking a shot with the Cubs tonight. Don't love the game, but do like taking a shot with the Cubs. Now here's one I'm interested in. Haney versus Castillo. The Mariners at the Rangers. The series 1-1. Mariners won 4-0. Rangers won 5-1. Castillo, 4.40, 1.36 whip. Haney, 6.35, 1.41 whip. Ugh. And let's see. Simeon, 2 for 7 with a homer against Castillo. Sager, 3 for 10. Lowe, 3 for 5. Garcia, 3 for 8. That's not a good sign. Haney, oh wow, Haniger, 8 for 22 with 3 home runs against him. France, 4 for 13, Moore, 5 for 14, Rodriguez, 1 for 8, Raleigh, 0 for 5, Polanco, 2 for 10, so. Oof, I feel like that's a total coin flip game, and I'm going to flip it on, I guess, gotta go with Seattle. Okay, San Diego, Colorado. This is the one game I noticed last night. Dakota Hudson's pitching. Sucks. 62-37 for San Diego. San Diego's won 2 of 3. 3-1, 5-2. They haven't exploded yet in Colorado, and I think they're going to. This could be the day versus Dakota Hudson. Let's see. Quick, Bogart's 2 for 6. Tatis 2 for 5 against him. Cronenworth 1 for 3. Profar 1 for 5, Kim 1 for 6. All right, good enough. And Colorado, I don't need to look at. Randy Vasquez is pitching for San Diego. Don't know much about him, but he pitched good in 5 innings so far. And it's Colorado, who 4-8 at home and 6-19 overall. Bad team. Dodgers, Washington. Yeah, this is a weird day with just a lot of crazy big favorites. Mackenzie Gore, though, is not a terrible pitcher. 3.60 ERA, 1.35 whip. Yamamoto? Not sure about this dude either. 4.50 ERA, 1.14 whip. 30 strikeouts and 5 walks, though. I mean, when you see numbers like that, you gotta think he's gonna dominate sooner or later, but yeah, it might not be this soon. So, obviously, I like the Dodgers. You know, much better team. They just are, with the better pitcher. And but also, like I said, Gore is not terrible, and it's 58-41 on ESPN. You can make really good money if you take Washington, especially maybe try that if you're doing DraftKings. They have a you win money if your team goes up by 2 early, so maybe take a shot there. And I'm pretty sure that's it with baseball. Now let me go to some my dreaded NBA. I think I've done pretty well so far, but I just hate everything about it. Denver, yeah, 2-0. I think I got both of those. I think I got both Cavs games. like the Cavs a lot. They've won by 10 points and 14 points in the first two games of the series. They're also 22 and 19 away, so it's not like they're just a good home team like a lot of teams. The Magic are 29 and 12 at home. Not seeing any injuries that are different. 55 to 45 on ESPN for the Cavaliers. I think the Cavaliers win, but it's basketball, and it's probably going to be a close game, that one. So it's going to come down to who shoots, and who the hell can guess who's going to shoot good some games. Then you got the Philadelphia 76ers against the Knicks, and I don't know how the hell the Knicks have gotten as far as they have and look as good as they do with Brunson and OG and a bunch of nobodies, pretty much. Crazy. Incredible. I mean, I think Brunson should be MVP in the conversation. Take him away, they don't have a team. Problem is, he has not been good in the series. My nephew told me that he doesn't do well against the 76ers overall. And I could look up stats, but I'm not going to question that little fella. I'm just going to trust it. Embiid and Melton are game time decisions. Let me check on Melton quick. Melton's questionable. Embiid is very likely. Embiid's going to play. I'll just say that right now. I mean, unless something crazy. Unless he falls during warm-ups or something. He's going to play. I don't know how the line is. Minus six for Philly. I've been watching all these games. I feel like either team could have won either game by like a point, 2 points, whatever. I mean, the Knicks won by seven, then they won by three. Ridiculous comeback in the last game, though. I think it might have been a little crushing for Philly. So I like taking the Knicks with the I like taking the Knicks money line, which is plus 195, because I think this is a kind of a toss-up game. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. It's stupid basketball. And now Denver versus Los Angeles. Nuggets won the first game by 11, second game by 2, similar to the last series. But this one, I think, is a lot different. I think the Nuggets are the best team in the NBA. I think they sweep. Maybe the Lakers win one, and maybe it's tonight, so I'm not feeling too good about this one. I'm probably not going to touch it, but I do think they sweep. And now NHL. Looking right at the Carolina game first. I mean, I don't think the Islanders even, like, deserve to be in the playoffs. They lost 5-3, 3-1. Check the regular season series quick. Hurricanes won. Oh, they split it. Okay. Hurricanes won the last game 4-1. So they've won three straight against the Islanders. 9-12. 12-5. The scoring. Islanders have been going with Varlamov, which I don't know what the hell is. I mean, I'm pretty sure, yeah, Sorokin's healthy. I just think it's shocking. Sorokin's like, sure, he had a down year. I mean, he was incredible last year. And when you get to the playoffs, I feel like you got to go with your top guy. And they're not. So they kind of deserve to lose. Also, I don't like the Islanders. I hope they win because I want to slow down Carolina as a Rangers fan. But I don't think so. I'm taking Carolina to win before overtime tonight. And then Tampa Bay is favorites against the Panthers. Panthers won each game 3-2. Panthers won 2 out of 3 in the regular series, so they've won 4 out of 5 now. But those last two games have been, the playoff games have been really close and shockingly. I thought the Panthers were going to be dominant, but they are going against a goddamn legend in Vasilevsky. I don't know. I just think they're too damn good. Plus, I mean, Bobrovsky, 2.37 goals against. I don't know if that's tops in the league, but it's close. So, yeah, I like Florida. And that's about it. Peace.